Haven dat de moor, haven dat tirum, haven dat de moor, gonige de yish, haven dat de moor, haven dat de tirum, haven dat de moor, gonige de yish, get the vig a moor, get the vig a tirum, get the vig a moor, hanonige yish, haven dat de moor, haven dat de tirum, haven dat de moor, gonige de yish, haven dat de moor, haven dat de tirum, haven dat de moor, gonige de yish. Pwrsia Beilf, it's known in English as mouth music. Pwrsia Beilf means literally tunes from the mouth. And I guess there are kind of two schools of thought about where this kind of music came from. But I mean, certainly, at its most basic, people would sing the melodies that would be played on maybe the chanter or the fiddle, or melodies that would be in existence through instrumental music. And they would put words to them. So at times, maybe when there weren't instruments around for whatever reason, they would sing these melodies. So a bit like didling, but the words would be chosen very, very carefully. Certainly when you see some of the translations, you can kind of write these songs off as very simple little ditties that are kind of meaningless. There is a narrative and they do make sense, but it might not have any real lyrical connection with, you know, the melody. So that one was about a dry potato. But actually they're very, very clever forms of composition. It would take a very skilled writer to compose these lyrics, and the words were chosen with things like alliteration in mind. The weighted syllables of words would be chosen very carefully so that the weight of the syllables would match exactly the rhythm of the tune that had gone before. So there was that way where the tune would come first and then the words would be composed to it, and then people would sing these songs. Sometimes folk would dance to them. And then the other way around was, of course, that people would come up with these little songs and then people would play the tunes of those melodies. So I think there were two ways that they came into existence, but Pwrsia Beilf certainly thrived over the last kind of couple of hundred years. Not many people had instruments, you know, and I think, you know, laterally it's become quite a kind of showcase thing for Gaelic music. People really enjoy it. It can be a really fun thing to perform on stage.